Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
We here at the Fumbling Four Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's your girl Octane. Taking a second from all this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our Nomad patron, Dead Dog 47, Evie from HR, Genesis, Remington Cloutier, and Cass. We have our NCPD officer, Clingster, our solo patron, Cavett, and our Cyber Psycho patron, Seven Sins. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Now let's dive back into some more chaos.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunked, your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. I'm your host and GM, Aaron. And
host and referee.
Sorry, referee. Whatever. We play too many games. Said no one ever. So I guess now is where we run around the table and introduce our players.
I'm not running.
Starting with Daniel.
Daniel, I play the solo known as Sharpshot, who is currently badly burned.
And not lacerate.
They also not lacerate.
We're starting that again.
Yep. Ta-da. Of course we are, buddy.
I hate my life.
I'm Ariel. I play the Nomad driver, Octane.
I'm Toasty, and I play the Techie Mono.
And we have a very, very special guest with us today, coming to us from none other than the Cyberpunk Lorecast and Two Girls, One Ship, Genesis!
Hello! I am Genesis, and I'll be playing an unknown character as of yet, but her name is Revelation.
I love this unknown character. So, before we get started, Genesis, drop us. If we want to, listen to some of the good that you oh so lovingly produce. Where can we find you, and what's it about?
Ah, okay. So I do host two shows. One of them is with Toasty. That is called the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we talk about the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future for all things cyberpunk. So we talk about the tabletop aspects of it. We talk about the 2077 game, basically anything and everything to do with Cyberpunk. Very recently, we had Jay Gray from Artelsorian Games on, and he walked us through the new Black Chrome book that just came out.
Yep. Which will date this episode's recording.
I mean, recently could be within the last month or two. That's recent.
He came out like last week. I'm going to date it. I don't give a fuck.
But then my other show is a little bit more broader in scope. It is called Two Girls, One Ship, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer. So each week we do a character deep dive about a character that you can romance in any video game. We've covered Mass Effect, Dragon Age, Cyberpunk, and a Final Fantasy one, and The Witcher. Yeah, we've definitely covered a lot of different sexy scenes in video games.
I love Toasty's face when you said Final Fantasy. What?
I don't know anything about Final Fantasy, so, you know, it's fine. Makes sense.
So, yes, I will say I have listened to both shows for a very long time, and I love both shows. Aww. So, if you are listening to this one and haven't listened to those two, I suggest you get your butts over there and start listening. Trying Ariel's intimidation tactic.
You suck horribly.
But with all that being said, are we ready to play some Cyberpunk?
No.
Yes, but first you need to be like, do it and do it now.
Oh.
That's a little bit That's more intimidating. That's how intimidation works. Yeah, it's...
You oh, suck. See, I don't go for the intimidation factor.
No, not the voice.
I fall really well into the seduction factor. So if you really want to spend more time with me, come listen to my other shows.
Dear God, I heard the voice turn on and I was like, shit.
Just throwing that around? Oh, God. Well, with all that being said, do a recap, shall we? So, when we last left off, you assholes totally took down an entire convoy single-handedly, but not without some casualty. Currently, as Daniel so gracefully put it, Sharpshot is badly burned.
Very badly.
Very badly burned. Also unconscious on top of the convoy itself.
Can't prove that.
Mono's not looking too good either, but she's still standing, so that's what matters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your truck, your beautiful little car, is pretty badly damaged.
Nah, she's just fine.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you took a little more damage that with it. But I guess you're up armored, so.
Meh. They tried. They didn't succeed very well. They tried.
It's fucking Octane.
It is. So Octane and Mono managed to open the back end of this truck that was already kind of doors ripped off. You went inside and you discovered that there are four people in the back end of this truck. Two of which look oddly familiar, resembling none other than Firefox and Enigma. You also found some containers, some vats, if you will, containing some sort of cyberware and bits and bobs. And that is where we left off. So that is where we'll pick back up. You two are in the back end of this truck. It's gone quiet outside and, unfortunately, Sharpshot is passed out on the top.
I'm just getting my beauty rest.
I leave it to you.
I want to see what's in these damn vats. What are we looking at?
Roll me a perception, because this is a very viscous, thick green liquid.
Gross.
Yeah. See if you can see through it.
12.
12. Okay, with your 12, I will give you... You can see the outlines of some of these objects. One of them looks to be an arm and a rather large tank. Another seems to be some sort of, it almost looks like visor. And the other one looks to be a long, thick, almost rope-like object. Now, below these containers, you do see that there is some sort of lock, like a locked box with several different layers of trays. So if you're looking at it, there's these three containers on top of this. There's these three vats, smaller vats, on top of this very large, elongated, almost like a chest with different trays lining it.
Can I like pop out one of those trays or something then?
They are locked. They each have red dots above each one of the trays.
Okay, cool. I'm assuming that the inside of this place probably is not going to have like the proper key for this or something. How many bodies are left? I know we kind of fucked up a lot of them.
Let's see. Roll me another perception.
Cool. I'm probably
and
not going to
you
find
said
it.
You said you're looking around too.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and you go ahead and roll me a perception as well.
16.
Six.
You are awful enamored with Enigma's body.
Hey, Mono.
Yeah.
If you like dick, this one's got a good one.
We've covered this. I do, in
I
fact,
just said if you
don't.
What? I know. I'm just saying if you did, I'm just saying. I want somebody to appreciate this fucking penis.
God damn it.
I don't know what to say to that, sister. I'm just gonna, you know, you have fun over there staring at that dick. I'm gonna see if I can find a key card somewhere.
Okay. I wish LimeWire was still alive. I bet she could program him to be like my sex slave.
God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Fade to black. Okay, so Mono, with your 16, you do observe that there is a computer panel that does seem to be wired to this box.
Mm.
And as you go looking through some of the programs, you see that it has the ability to basically control everything that is electronic hooked up back in the rear end of this container.
Oh. Okay. I would like to get control of that.
I would like to do the thing that you said to do. So as you press the unlock, you all hear every single one of the machines flatline. In addition, you hear a beep from behind you, and all of the trays have turned green.
Wander back over and pop out one of these trays.
The first tray you pop out, it contains several data chips. By several, I mean there are 27 chips, each marked with some sort of what looks like a code.
But everything's like labeled?
Everything is labeled particularly by some sort of code. And it does go in sequence. So the first one says X09173. The next one says X09174, and so on and so forth.
Gotcha. We're gonna go ahead and just start collecting all the loot, I think. Unless we want to take the whole Militech truck into Night City, but I think that might be a little conspicuous, so.
Am I able to take the bodies out?
Yeah, you could unhook them.
Okay, I'm gonna unhook them. Take them out.
They start to feel like they're getting cold.
Yeah. I'm going to go a ways away from like where we're sitting out in the desert.
Okay.
And pile them all up together.
Okay.
Gonna get my little gas thing out of my trunk.
Fucking new. Okay.
Gonna pour it on them.
You're gonna light them up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so does that mean everybody? Like all the bodies throughout
just the four clones. I'm assuming they're clones. Because okay. I know one looks like Firefox. So, yeah, bye-bye. They're all set on fire.
So, they are all set ablaze. You, I'm assuming, Mono, during this time, you're going to empty all the trays?
All the trays. And once that's done, I'm going to be removing these. I don't know if I have to... I'm assuming I'm going to have to take these cyberware things out of the, like...
Nope, you can unhook those vats and load the vats up themselves.
Okay, then I will do that.
Like, where the hell are we supposed to take this shit?
I'm going to get back on top of the container.
Okay.
I'm going to search him for an agent.
Roll. You want high or low?
Low.
Okay, roll me a perception.
That's a 21.
21. You do find an agent, though it does have some form of what looks like fire damage. It is still usable.
Okay.
Doesn't look the nicest.
I'm going to search through it and see if I can find like instructions and some message.
You do find it. And as you're scanning through the message, you also find that he was supposed to terminate anyone he worked with during this.
Yeah, I already knew that.
Yeah, remember they knew that.
Yep. However, you also find, looking through this, that the address that you're supposed to deliver this to is none other than Club Cryptic.
Hey, Mono.
Yeah, what's up?
Apparently he's supposed to take this to Cleo's club.
You see like a head just poke out of the back of the truck? Is that so?
So, yeah, he better wake the fuck up soon, because if he doesn't, those heads in my trunk are gonna start decaying, really, like, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, fuck, I guess us showing up would be a problem. Does it say what we're supposed to get specifically?
I'm gonna look on the message.
Just says you'll know it when you see it.
We'll know it when we see it.
I still don't know what the fuck that means. it's a lot of good shit here. What is... I'm going to try and inspect the three cyberware things a bit more, like, in-depth. If I can unplug the vat, I'm just going to fucking, like, turn it so that the thing can, like, kind of hover up to the top and I can try and see them more clearly.
Roll me a... I know this is not how this is supposed to be used, but it's the only thing I could figure out that would fit. Roll me a reveal object.
Seven.
Seven, okay. Now roll me a human perception.
Seven.
I'm going to give you something from this.
Okay.
As you're looking around with your conceal reveal, you kind of notice that you're looking at the machines where the bodies were. You're like, everything else was under lock and key except for these things. And then you kind of start to think to yourself, what here would be of the utmost importance that somebody would want to get their hands on? Because there is a lot of good looking like rare stuff here, but I don't know what would be the rarest thing here. So that's all I'm going to give you.
Hey, so, yeah, about that. I mean, I don't even think there's probably not a whole lot of point to keeping the heads, because, What did you do with those bodies?
Oh, I dragged them over there and set them on fire.
Yeah, I feel like that was the contract.
Oh. Well, fuck. My bad. Hey, we got some cool shit out of it, though, we can sell.
I mean, like, obviously someone was trying to sell, or trying to replace Firefox with the weird Firefox clones, so probably for the best, but... it looks like we just pissed off Cleo. Whatever. Meh.
I'm sure one night with you, she'll be happy again, so, you know. Hey, that was a compliment.
Alright. Well,
I'm gonna
load this shit up.
Down. Yeah, I'm going to get down and help Mono load shit into whatever can cram into my car.
Okay, so you guys are cramming everything in the car. Mm-hmm. You're going to get, I'm assuming you're going to grab Sharpshot.
I can't.
Oh,
yeah, nothing. We can't.
Fuck that goddamn linear frame.
They can let me sit here. I'll eventually come too.
Yeah,
You have a winch on the front end.
Okay, I just don't want to, like, you know. How high is the drop? He's already, like, almost dead, so.
Okay, I'm not going to be a total dick. It is in the sand. So even if he does fall and hit, he's not going to take any damage. He's just not going to look the prettiest.
All right, I'll do that.
So, okay, you go up there, hook the winch up. You're able to drag him to the front of the car. He kind of just gets drug off the back end and just kind of flops into the sand. And then you drag him all the way up to the front. Now you're going to have the problem of getting him loaded in.
Any ideas, Mono? He's a heavy motherfucker.
Yeah. Give me one sec. I'm going to go and... are any of the like the tires intact on any of the vehicles that we completely fucked up?
Yeah, the truck tires are fine.
Okay, cool. I'm assuming Octane has like car tools. I'm gonna go over there. Jack up the car. And I'm gonna just like remove the axle, and I'm going to attach it to Sharpshot. And we're just gonna tow him behind us.
Oh God. Okay. Oh no. How are we gonna do this?
It's all land vehicle tech, I'm pretty sure.
I can assist because I've got a 19 in land vehicle tech.
Yeah, we're pretty solid.
Okay, so you're basically telling me you're gonna bodge job make a like a trailer.
Yes, but the trailer is him. Sharpshot.
Okay, guys, go ahead and roll me. Yeah, go ahead and roll me a land vehicle tech.
Both of us?
Both.
Both of you.
Okay. 24 for me.
I got a 28.
Okay, so between the two of you, you've managed to basically create a modified trailer that will not only support his weight, but will get you to your destination, and that's it. You're only going to be able to get from here to your point of destination.
So, Mono, as I'm like getting in the car, where are we going?
Well, we can't go to Cleo's. We have a bunch of brand new cyberware, probably like prototype level shit, and also Sharpshot's fucked up. I don't know, a Ripper Dock seems like the most logical place. You got that one, right? The one you always go to?
Yeah. All right, that's where I'm going. Rip him and stick him.
Rip him and stick him. All right, so you guys head off. We're going to travel across Night City for a moment. Agent rings. Rev, you're not expecting any calls.
I'll still answer it.
So as you answer it, the line is suspiciously quiet for a moment. And when you get the urge to hang up, a voice chimes in.
Is this the incredible... illustrious Rev that I'm speaking with?
I hear you've heard of me.
I've heard of something. I've heard your skills are, shall we say, unmatched. And you've been known to drift in and out of places unnoticed. I could use that. I have a job if you're interested.
I'm listening.
Before we talk details, why don't we discuss pay? I'm prepared to offer you 250,000 eddies if the job goes off successfully. The details of the job will be sent to your agent. If you decide here and now you're willing to accept. And I'll expect an update on how the job proceeds. We'll say once every 24 hours. Do you accept the terms?
I heard 300,000 eddies to take an unknown job and give you updates. I think that's acceptable.
You know what? 300,000 does sound more reasonable. All right, I'll send the details to your agent. Oh, and do be sure to make sure this one goes off without a hitch. I'd hate to mark your precious record.
So the line goes dead. And just like the mysterious voice said, you have a message on your agent. As you flip through this agent message, all it asks is that you gain intel on a mysterious trio. They've been causing havoc across Night City and have recently been spotted taking down a convoy of some mysterious origin just outside. You aren't given any names, but you are given a description. You're given that there are two females and one male. One female seems to be heavily modified from the waist down with cybernetics. The female seems to be aggressive in nature and quite the alcoholic. And the male seems to only be identified through the size, which is very tall build and very wide. And he carries a sniper rifle. It's all you've got for the description, but you are given a location as to where to find them. And that is none other than Rip 'em and Stick 'em.
Can I respond to the message? Yeah.
You can try, yeah.
Well, obviously, I would need to be able to get in contact with him one way or another in order to give updates.
Yep.
I will respond with, bribery seems like a good in. I need a quarter of my pay up front.
So, in just a matter of seconds of you hitting send, you're notified that there is a deposit in equal to a quarter of your pay.
All right. Me Gucci, baby. I'll start gearing up.
So, as you start looking at the location of this Ripper dock, you notice that it's across Night City from where you're currently at. It's going to take you about 30, 40 minutes to get there.
That's doable. I have a motorcycle, so I will hit the streets.
Okay. So let's go back to our trio. You guys roll into Night City. You can hear the squeaking and the thumping of Sharp Shot's trailer. As you're driving down these back streets, you're watching as people are looking at you, just confused as to what the hell's going on. You're basically dragging a body behind you.
Anyone stares too long, I'm just gonna pop up the console that will spin the barrels on the minigun in their direction.
Yeah, they don't stare too long after they hear the whirling. They're just nope. So after a bit, you guys finally pull in. I need everyone who's conscious to roll a perception.
Fucking 13.
13.
19.
19. Okay. Eh, not bad. So as you guys are rolling up, you see that the usually quiet Rip 'em and Stick 'em has a motorcycle out front. So I'm assuming you're pulling around back in your usual spot.
Yeah.
You don't even ask anymore. You just start backing in. And Rev, you're hearing this loud ass exhaust coming around the building. And as you're sitting out front in the lobby of this building, you hear somebody ranting and raving about what the hell just happened. You can't really make it out. They've got an accent. They seem upset, though, and they're walking away from you.
Okay. I don't know if these are my targets yet, so I will walk. You said that they're walking in towards the store. I'll follow.
Well, you don't hear. You've just heard the car, and you heard that it's gone around the back side of the building. And what sounds like the doc is screaming at someone like he's pissed. And he's moving away from you because you've just been sitting in the lobby quietly.
I'll get up and start looking around the store. I'm a customer.
So, you three, you two have backed in and you're starting to hop out of the car and the doc comes flying around the corner.
What the hell you do this time?
You see, what had happened was...
No. What the hell do bring me?
Sharp shot.
That? You're gonna pay this time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I assumed, so...
You're gonna pay big.
I've been listening every single time that she has come here in, like, the last week. You've said that every single time. She has offered to pay you every single time, and you have not accepted the money.
Okay, all right, Jim, you got me there. I like you. I like you both a lot. You are very nice and very charming. But this time you're paying. This time is different. You're going to pay.
Oh,
this is
awesome.
Big.
You know, I've never been called charming before.
Sure. No. You're going to pay.
I've been called lots of names, but charming, I kind of like that one. Hey.
I didn't, it's not a compliment.
So can you fix him? He's kind of fucked.
Yeah, clearly. I say fucked is maybe an understatement here.
And not in the fun way either, so.
It is, clearly. What, he got third degree burned all over his body.
I didn't do this.
I imagine not, unless you had some sort of a lover squallow.
Oh, we're not lovers. I just fuck them sometimes.
Okay. I do not want to know about your business. How the hell? You know what? I'm not even going to ask you.
So he walks away, and Rev, you're kind of moving around, checking corners, looking around, and he... You see the doc come around the corner and he looks at you and he's, sorry, we closed for business today.
Closed for business? But I'm looking for some upgrades.
You're gonna have to come back tomorrow. Sorry, Shetty, it's a busy day. I got brought in a shipment and I'm gonna have to get to work putting things away.
Hey, do you want him brought inside? Because, like, if you have anything to help with that, I can't. He's too heavy. He's very heavy.
Raw human perception, Rev.
That's a 21.
Oh, ho, ho. So you hear this. And you stop for a second. You almost hesitate because this voice, it sounds familiar. And then like a flash, it comes back to you.
Tall woman. Basically cyber from the legs down. Oh, no.
What's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I haven't seen her, but I think I just heard her. I'll push past him, heading towards the back.
Hey, wait! So, you push past. He starts to try to run after you, and you just keep pressing. As you round this last corner, you see Mono, as she's trying to push an arm of this guy onto this like weird contraption. It just looks like an absolute mess back here. But it's Mono.
Damn it, I failed already. My contact said no hitches, and that's clearly a hitch.
Yes! Octane, can you push him up the ramp with Betsy?
All right, I can give it a shot. Hey, get it. Shot. I'm gonna try to fucking back
hey,
up.
Hey, hold up. You come in my store, you come walking through like you own the goddamn place. Who the hell are you, and why you come back here?
I assume that they heard me, and they're now looking back at the Ripper Dock, and I just say, Mono?
What? She hadn't even been paying attention. She just, like, looks over her shoulder, just like, the fuck are you doing here, Rev?
I was here shopping, and I heard you. I had to come see if it was really you.
Do you frequent this Ripper Dock too?
Not frequent, no. I've only been here once or twice. Are we really gonna have this conversation right here, right now? I feel like you might be in the middle of something. As I see you manhandling some a half-hitch, half-man.
Hey, Mono, if you want to go fuck her, that's fine. I got this. It's cool. I got this. Don't worry. Go on. Go have some...
Hey, this ain't no brothel, okay? This is a respected...
A brothel?
This is a respected... I'm done. I can't speak now.
A brothel?
I can't even...
Where do you want me to put him?
Up your ass!
He's not gonna fit.
Rev, just...
I think parts of him might.
Oh, dear.
I mean, they have, but...
That's a whole conversation. Look, can we get Sharpshot in the fucking operating room here? Or whatever the hell? Doctor, come back. Right? We do need to know where he needs to go.
I'm going to, like, start backing up Betsy, like, what me and Mono had talked about.
Try and assist if I can. You know, just the weirdness of the whole situation, and I will just try and help you guys carry his body over to where it needs to go. But Mono, we should really talk. It's been a while.
Yes. Definitely sorry. You caught me at a bad time.
Is this like an old lover, Mono?
Is this like your current lover, Mono?
No.
Nah, I don't like vaginas. Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
No offense. I'm cool with any. You know, I'm cool. I'm cool, but nah, I don't. I like dicks.
I do too. I can't choose. Best of both worlds.
Fuck! I needed you like a couple hours ago to appreciate this really big dick that I saw.
Did you take any pictures?
Fuck no.
So, as you guys are having this conversation, you hear the whirling of a crane overhead, and you see the doc kind of like stomping his way back in with the remote control.
He says, "Fine, I have to do everything myself, I see. Fucking useless."
And the crane drops down, hooks to the back of Sharpshot and starts lifting him up.
I'd be more useful if you fucking said what you needed.
I need this lava triangle to go somewhere else. I got work to do.
Fine. We'll go somewhere. There's a really great ramen shop down the street, actually.
Soba.
Oh, I know the place. It's called Sen Nudes, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Let me go grab my things and I'll meet you there.
All right. Doc, you got this, right?
I guess I don't have a choice.
I'll stay and help the dog. Mono, you go and I don't know with that, so.
Hey.
I'll give you some peace.
If you want to, the stuff in the back, you can ask him, but like, he needs to be hush-hush about it if you do show him.
Gotcha.
As I walk out, I try to look at what this stuff in the back is, because the words hush-hush have piqued my interest.
So roll me a perception, Rev.
13.
So with a 13, You see this container full of this murky, viscous green fluid. And it's swirling around, but just as you're kind of just staring off into it, something metal taps against the glass, and it kind of looked like possibly a section of a spine.
Ooh. Okay. Creepy. I like it.
Mono just like waits for Rev to like walk by, then like pops open the door, and then just grabs the stuff she left in the backseat, like her own stuff. just putting or strapping on those her two Hawaiian war clubs, putting her bow on her back. But
so as Rev walks out, you hear the bell of the door ring behind you, and you feel your agent vibrate. As you look, it's a message, and it just says, "From S."
Just from S? Okay.
It's who it says it's from. You haven't opened the message yet, so.
I'll open it.
Okay. So as you open the message, it just says, "Did you meet my friends?"
I'll just respond with, "Yes."
So you'll get a message back that says, "Good. Now I want to know what makes them hurt." And that is where we're going to end today's episode. Thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jambas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter, @cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.